Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. To begin, are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. And in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or another state?
Arizona.
Thank you very much. Just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
I got it. 1990.
1990, thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November selection for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you think you won't vote?
Independent.
Oh, well, we just want to know if you are almost certain to vote. Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will they vote?
Please say it one more time. I'm sorry.
Yes. Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Oh, most certain.
Or... Thank you. Now, if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
I wouldn't say there's any specific one. I don't know. Maybe... Education, maybe? I don't know.
Education. Thank you very much. And what about education?
Just funding. Funding for teachers and staff.
For teachers and education. Thank you. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
Say it again.
Yes, think about to the 2020 presidential election. Did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
No, I voted for someone else.
Okay, thank you. And thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
It was someone else. It will be someone else, sorry.
Okay, thank you. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of how you plan to vote for, or who you plan to vote for, please tell me, how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100? 0 means that there is no chance that you would vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. The first one is Donald Trump.
Okay. 50. Nice.
And then we have Joe Biden.
50.
50, thank you. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
I'm not sure yet.
I'm not sure. If the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I don't know enough about either, to be honest.
Okay, that's fine. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Carrie Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallegos?
My wife has me doing a survey for our something for our house. So, say again.
Oh, yes. If the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Carrie Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallegos?
I'm not sure.
Hello?